I received a very, very interesting question this week. Somebody asked me to be a sandak, and the question is, are I allowed to be the sandak? Because I was already a sandak once, and the Rama quotes that there's a minhag that one is supposed to be a sandak only once in their life. And the reason as follows is that there's a comparison made in the Midrashim to one who is of the sandak to one who brings the ketoret. And on the ketoret, they would only let the kohen do it once in his life. As Mishnah Masechet Yoma says, Chadashim laketoret, you'd have to have somebody new for offering the ketoret, because ketoret makes you wealthy. How do we know that? Barech aneich elo fal yadav yirtirtzeh. Right? That's written after Pasuk in Bezot HaBracha that we read, Yasim Torah Be'apecha, Chalel Mizbachacha, and right afterwards is Barech Aneich Elo. So you bring the Ketoret, that is that brings you Bracha, and so if someone brings the Ketoret, makes you wealthy, and therefore they want to give as many Kohanim the opportunity to bring the Ketoret, therefore we'd have a different person doing it every time. So therefore, you don't want to have the same people being a sandak more than once, because you want to share that opportunity to become wealthy. So question is there any room? Are we locked into this Rama? We're not locked into this Rama. So let's just talk a little bit about sandakaut. Where do we get it from? We get it from already from Yosef. Says Gam b'nei machir ben Menashe yuludo b'kei Yosef. You know, Tam ben Uziel translates means that they received the Brit Milah when they're on Yosef's thighs birkaim. Midrash says kol tzmotai kol tamar nami kamocha. All of our limbs serve a kadosh baruch Hu. The thighs serve for sandakot that we serve a kadosh baruch Hu. And we also find that, believe it or not, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a sandak for Avraham Avinu, right? We say every day, Charoti Moabrit, they did it together. Hashem was a sandak. What an unbelievable statement this is made. Wow. So sandakot is very, very important, and the Mariel actually used to do Tefillah before the sandakot, so you bring the baby into the Brit Milah b'tahara, and he's the one that already made the said that therefore once in a lifetime, and that is it. And it's quoted by the Rama. However, the Gra says, if you look carefully in the Ma'aril, he doesn't say once in a lifetime, he says one per family. There shouldn't be more than one child per family. And the Ram, and that's one point he makes. Second point he makes is that he's seen many people be sandak, and they didn't become wealthy. So obviously this is not working, and the comparison is not a valid comparison. And therefore, the Gra says there's no basis whatsoever in the Rama to say that you cannot be a sandak more than one person. The most it's a tzava'ah, it's a tradition from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And the traditions of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one of the Rishonim, are certainly flexible, and it's only for his generation, and even only for his children in that generation. Therefore, we're not locked into this. And Rav Avadja brings from a slew of Rabbanim that were lenient about this. He quotes from that in Beit David, the Minhag in Salonika, was that after 12 months you could do it. It's only once in every 12 months. After 12 months, it starts again. And then we have Rav Chaim Palagi, says Minhag in Izmir, was that if they're not of the same family, you can have sandakaut for many people, many different families within 12 months, even if it's one family, it's only limited to 12 months, meaning you can have, you can be a sandak for a different family if it's not within 12 months. And Rabbi Leah Omani, who's quoted a lot by the Ben Yishkai, says his minhag is to be the sandak whenever he has the opportunity. And then you have also the Sholem Eshiv, who says that that's only the only time you don't have more than once is someone's not a family member. If it's a family member, it's totally okay. And someone's the Rav of the city, he's like a family member. It's a very beautiful idea, and therefore you can give Sandath code more than one person. So the bottom line is, you have some people that still machmir like the Ramah, not to have sandakot more than once in a lifetime. But Rav Avadya concludes that don't worry, you could be a sandak to more than once, as long as it's different families, and certainly. In the case that he was dealing with, if you have two different sons, I want you to be sandak for each of their children. It would be certainly okay, and therefore it's perfectly fine for me to accept the sandak ha'ut, for even though it's for two different families. Very, very interesting issue. It's a nice schut, and let's see if we could work out. And should be mazal. To all the families, Shari Ora, that recently have had baby boys. Mazal tov and much bracha.